The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perkei, Mishnah Gimel, famously tells us that Avram was tested 10 times. The Mishnah itself does not list what those 10 tests were, but Rashi there explains, listing all of them, and explains that the 10th and final and climactic and most challenging test was the Akedah, the story we read about at the end of last week's Parsha. Interestingly, however, there are other Mefarshim who suggest that perhaps the Akedah wasn't the last or even the most difficult of all of Avraham's tests. Rav Dessler, in his well-known work of Musar and Machshava, the Michtav Me'Eliyahu, in the fourth section, the fourth volume, Chelek Dalid, Rav Dessler has a beautiful essay in which he explains, he opens up his essay and makes the point, Hanisayon hayoter gadol b'chay Avram Avinu alav shalom haya kashechazer min ha'akeda u'matza shemes alav Sara ishto. According to Rav Dessler, the greatest of the Avram's nisyonos was not what happened at the end of last week's parsha with the Akeda, rather what happened at the beginning of this week's parsha, the need to bury Sara. And in fact, as Rav Dessler goes on, it wasn't just the death of Sara, the need to bury her, but to deal with all the shenanigans of the Bnei Ches until he's finally able to secure at a great price the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Now, even though Rav Dessler does not quote him, presumably he is actually working off of and based off of the much earlier comment of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, argues on Rashi's list. And there Rabbeinu Yonah lists of the 10 Nisyonos that the Akedah was actually number 9, and that the 10th and final of the tests was burying Sara. So Rav Dessler doesn't quote Rav Ben Yonah, but clearly he is assuming that list as well, that there was a final test, that of Chaye Sara, of finding the Kfura, the place to bury Sara, and all that was involved in that. But what is unclear when you just read Ben Yonah, although he does say it briefly, but perhaps not with any elaboration, is what exactly was the test of burying Sara, and how could it be on any level comparable to the test of the Akedah. So here, and this is the theme of Rav Dessler's essay, he explains as follows. Despite the emotional roller coaster, despite his obvious and overwhelming grief, Avram was able to keep his cool and not get angry or snap at the Bnei Ches, even as they went back and forth and changed their asking price and gave him a difficult time, despite knowing that really the land was his and he had a right to bury his wife there. Think about the roller coaster that Avram had gone through. What an emotional and difficult and draining, intense time. All those days walking towards the mountain with the tremendous fear and dread of having to kill his own son, almost actually killing his son, lifting the knife up, the last minute reprieve as the angel tells him to stop, then finally walking home, presumably all excited to tell Sara that everything is okay. Sara, as far as he knew, didn't even know about the Akedah. And yet, you know, I'm sure any husband would want to tell his wife, now that the story had ended well, what had happened, only to find out that while he was gone, Sara had died. According to Chazal, she died because she was told, before he could get home, what had happened. Unclear even if, according to Chazal, Avram knew that. But if he would have known that, one could only imagine that that would have compounded his grief. But even if he didn't know why Sara died, just it seemed random to him. But what an emotional roller coaster. The dread of the Akedah, the relief of the reprieve, and then coming home to see and to find his beloved wife Sara having died. And then, as the Torah tells us, he right away goes to secure a burial to give her the kavod achron, the proper respect, and he has to deal with all the difficulties of the Bnei Ches and the negotiations and the handling back and forth. This was quite a challenging and difficult situation for Avram. And yet, despite it all, says Rav Dessler, in all of his interactions and conversations with the Bnei Ches, he keeps his cool, he keeps his Derech Eretz. Says Rav Dessler, Ki klal gadol b'derech eretz, because Avram knew the basic rule, Evnei she'ani b'tzar lo tzarech hasheni lizbol. Just because I'm in pain, just because I'm having a bad day, doesn't mean that anybody else has to suffer. And it's easy to say, and it's so obviously correct, but as we all know, much harder to actually live out. So often, when we're stressed, when we're in a bad mood, when we're depressed, when bad things have happened to us, it's much easier to get angry or to snap at other people. And yet, Avraham was the personification of Derech Eretz, and therefore he never lost his cool, treated them with respect and decency, even though they didn't deserve it, and even though he was under tremendous stress and in tremendous grief. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Tes, famously teaches Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. And in a variation of that, in the third chapter of Perkei Avos, we learn, Im Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. Two very famous rabbinic teachings about the absolute essential nature, the prerequisite of Derech Eretz for any meaningful growth in Torah, any meaningful relationship with Torah, and greatness and connection to Hashem. Says the Mechtem Eliyahu, and we know this intuitively, but he makes the point so clearly and so powerfully, the truest test of our Derech Eretz is not on a good day, not when things are going well, and when we're calm. The truest test is when we're under stress, when we're grieving, when we're angry, when we're dealing with our own issues, and then, despite that fact, we still treat other people the way they're supposed to be treated. Says Rav Dessler, Avraham exemplified this. He was under stress, he was grieving, and yet his midos shined through. He treated everyone, including the B'nai Ches, with great respect. And therefore, this is a tremendous mussar, a tremendous lesson for us. We should look to Avraham and learn from him in so many ways, including, says Rav Dessler, and the tremendous dedication he had to being a mensch, to treating everyone with Derech Eretz, even when things were difficult, even when he was having a bad day, even when he was stressed, he made sure everyone else still was treated the right way. Derech Eretz for Avraham truly was Kadma LaTorah.